Good morning. There's going to be a time when I look back, I'll be grizzly and old and most likely have one eye, and I'll be saying to people, remember the time when books used to be made out of dead trees? That's right. We used to go to a forest, chop the tree down, chop it up some more, and then some more, and then some more, and then before you know it, that became a book. Here, hold one, feel it, it's paper. Well, now, of course, in the modern day, it's going to be electronic. And I feel as though we've just walked into that room. It's only just begun. Now, everybody knows of the Amazon Kindle. That's out. That's enjoyed some great success. Apple's going to be bringing its iPad out soon. And so it seems that things are going to be heating up in the electronic world. What does that mean for you and I? It means that to buy a book, you need to buy one of these devices first. And then, of course, you have to decide whether it's in fact worth it. The Kindle's great. My mum owns one, and she enjoys the fact that you can, you know, get books through the Kindle, browser store, read a couple of chapters and download, and then you've got it. Also, you can zoom in, which is something which was pretty hard with a book, besides actually holding the book closer to your face, which was quite simple. Interestingly enough, the iPad's coming out, and it's not using a technology that's called e-ink. E-ink was a technology used to allow you to look at a screen and it appears solid. The best way to think of this is, imagine an Etch-a-Sketch and you change the colours, white to black, etc. And it stays that way until you come along and you do your etchy-sketchy thing. For the record, I couldn't really draw a car very well because I couldn't get the circles on the Etch-a-Sketch. Anyway, that's electronic ink. When it changes, a charge is emitted, and of course it changes it from black to white, and what you get is words. But it's only available in black and white. Well, until now, PVI, the people who make the screens for the Kindle, the Sony Reader, etc., they're actually prototyping colour screens. So soon, apparently in early 2011, e-ink screens will come out with colour. Now, of course, this is in complete competition to the iPad, which is still an LCD screen, even though it's LED backlit, which means the blacks are really black and the whites are really white, but it's still it's LED. E-ink's major feature is the fact that it lasts for ages. I have a B-book. You can buy those at mybbook.com. And I kid you not, I get weeks, sometimes up to a month of charge. I just leave the thing alone and technically it's off. And as soon as I turn a page, bingo bango, it's off again. With the iPad, you're going to get about 10 hours, which really means you're going to have to charge it every single day. With e-ink, you can go weeks and weeks and weeks. And soon they'll have colour. So it's going to be very interesting to see who, you know, the big winners are. They're going to be prototyping 6 and 9.7 inch screens, and they say that they can actually just drop these inside the Kindle now, and you're good to go. You've got colour, and you're off and running. Now, in the e-reader category, oddly enough, Microsoft's tipping its hat into the ring. They're coming out with a product called the Courier, which is another name on a string of really bad names from the Microsoft department. Okay, picture all the e-readers right now have been a single page, but the Courier is going to be two pages together like a book. Apparently, they'll be about five by seven inch photo size times two, of course, and you'll be able to use your finger, a stylus, to browse photos, etc. But in that style, whereas the iPad will be a single, you know, single page, and of course the e-readers as well. The secret will be, of course, the apps that come out for these things and you know, transcend it beyond just reading a book or a comic book, which is another interesting phenomenon, the e-comic books. So gone are the days of actually going down to your comic book store. You'll wake up in the morning, or the afternoon, some people, and you'll pick up your e-reader, and you'll see that the latest edition of Spider-Man has been downloaded throughout the night, and you can kick back with a cup of coffee and give it a read. I'm really excited about this. I think this is finally saying to me that I am in the future as depicted in the 70s. So that's it. E-readers are coming out. Of course, the Kindle's been out for ages. I've pre-ordered my iPad, and I'll let you know when it comes out.